just how shocked is everybody concerned with the club?
Extremely. I think, you know, there's a lot of lads who have sort of only recently joined Carlisle, have never known anything like that, really. Obviously, there's a couple of lads who are based around Carlisle, and they can remember back to 2005 when the ground got flooded. And, you know, I joined just recently after that, so I've seen some of the pictures. And, you know, I can remember some of the lads saying, you know, they were watching the news on the telly and could see that the cars weren't there anymore where they parked them. And that's pretty much happened again. There's four or five lads whose cars are now obviously underwater. Kind of no idea where they are. No idea if they're going to be covered by insurance. And yeah, I couldn't believe it. We trained up there on Friday, just behind the stadium. And there was a bit of water in one corner, but I think during the training session it did recede. And never expected anything like that. And I think it just developed over sort of the Friday night and then Saturday day. And then Sunday morning, the morning of the game, we were getting pictures sent through from lads that were still in Carlisle and just couldn't believe what we were seeing.
Is there a bit of anger around as well? Because there's been so much spent, millions of pounds spent on flood defences to try and stop this from happening again. Because we remember what happened 10 years ago at Brunton Park when it was all flooded and Paul Simpson was the manager back then. So for it to happen again, that must have upset, everybody's deeply upset by it.
Yeah, I can imagine. So I've not really spoke to anyone kind of in the community yet. We had the game on Sunday and I headed back to Manchester after the game. So we're due to go up tomorrow morning. I'm not sure if we're going to train or not, because I don't know if we can find anywhere to train. But I know we're definitely going out and help the local people do what we can. I can imagine, I can't really imagine what they're thinking. If it did happen 10 years ago, you're not expecting it to happen again after, you know, all the money got spent on the flood defences and all that kind of thing. But you know, for it to be 3 weeks before Christmas and for a lot of people, it'll be the second, third time it's happened. That must be demoralising and to think about all the stuff that they're going to have to go through to get it right. And they've already been through it once or twice. It must be, you know, a massive disappointment and a real frustration.
And we've seen pictures of the River Eden. It's not just water, is it? It's mud. It's going to leave a horrible stain on everything that it touches.
Yeah, I think it's some of the pictures I've seen already on the telly, and I think it's the clean-up operation after, which is going to be such a massive task, and it's probably going to take months and months to get it sorted. And I know the club have owned a couple of houses right next to the stadium where players stay, and obviously we'll get a chance to look at them and see what condition they're left in. But it's going to be a massive, massive operation for people, and you just hope that people have got insurance and will get looked after, and it's not all going to come out of their own pocket.
When's your next game, Luke? When are you due to play next?
We play next on Saturday away at Oxford. Our next home game is a week after that against Notts County at home. So I've got absolutely no idea whether we'll be at Brunton Park, whether we'll have to play that somewhere else, whether, you know, maybe the most sensible option will be switch that to Notts County and play away. But I've no idea what the next step is. We'll probably find out more when we go up to Carlisle in the morning.
But in the meantime, it's fantastic. I saw a lot of tweets last night from the club saying that the players are prepared to come out and help people in the community who've been badly affected by this crisis.
Of course, we've got to. You know, it's the people who turn up every Saturday and Tuesday night and support us. And, you know, when we're having a bad time, they try and lift us and they get behind us. So it's only fair that we do the same. And, you know, there's people, you know, who work at the club. There's people who do the car parks. Our fitness coach, he's been affected. His wife got evacuated, I think, on Saturday night, and she had to leave with herself and the cat, and their house is going to be a bit of a mess. And, you know, there's people, you know, personally who have been affected by it, so it's the least we can do. You know, and we're lucky that, you know, I can go back to Manchester to my house and family, and that's all fine. But, you know, there's a lot of people in Carlisle who obviously can't get in the house at the minute, and, you know, I have no idea where they're staying and what they're doing. But if we can help any little way, then we'll be more than happy to.